Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to be careful in how it responds to Iran's missile barrage. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Asked if he'd back an Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear sites?
The answer is no.
Saying he and fellow G7 leaders who talked this morning amid fears the region will devolve into all-out war would rather see Israel mount a more proportional response. Iranian Ambassador Amir Saeed Iravani says the missile strikes were in self-defense after months of Israeli aggression and gave his own warning.
Iran is fully prepared to take further defensive measures.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is blaming Iran's support of its proxies in the Middle East for contributing to the crises in Gaza and Lebanon and is urging the U.N. Security Council to condemn its, quote, unprovoked missile attack on Israel. Linda Thomas-Greenfield reiterated U.S. support for its close ally Israel at an emergency council meeting Wednesday.
The Iranian regime will be held responsible for its actions, and we strongly warn against Iran or its proxies taking actions against the United States or for their actions against Israel.
Thomas Greenfield accused Iran of complicity in Hamas's deadly October 7th attacks in southern Israel that sparked the nearly year-long war by funding and training its military wing. 8 Israeli soldiers have been killed in Israel's ground incursion into Lebanon to battle Hezbollah militants. The region is bracing for further escalation as Israel vows to retaliate for Iran's ballistic missile attack a day earlier. In Gaza, Palestinian medical officials said Israeli ground and air operations killed at least 51 people, including women and children. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is touring some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Helene via helicopter as he and Vice President Kamala Harris travel to different parts of the southeast to get firsthand looks at the devastation. Biden landed in Greenville, South Carolina, and then left again to tour affected parts of North Carolina by air while Harris was in Georgia. The death toll from the storm climbed to at least 178 people, and power and cellular service remained unavailable in some places. Russian troops have reached the center of Volodar, a bastion on strategic high ground in eastern Ukraine's industrial Donbas region that has restricted Russian assaults since Moscow's full-scale invasion, a regional Ukrainian official said on Tuesday. But how significant is its capture with regards to the wider conflict? Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
Volodar is a coal mining town in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. The town was long regarded as one of Ukraine's toughest fortified positions to crack. Controlling it is key because it sits at the intersection of the eastern and southern battlefield fronts. Taking Volodar opens the way for Russian forces to advance on other places. Russian forces trapped Ukrainian soldiers in the town, gradually encircling them. There was nowhere in or out, and Ukrainian soldiers were bombarded with devastating aerial glide bombs.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen agreed to move forward with a reset in relations at pace on Wednesday as they eye further cooperation on areas such as security and economic challenges.
There will be no return to freedom of movement, no return to the customs union, no return to the single market. But we will find constructive ways to work together and deliver for the British people.
Starmer and von der Leyen agreed to hold regular EU-UK leader summits, with the first set to take place in early 2025. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says 14 bodies have been recovered so far in central Niger state, where around 150 passengers are missing after a boat capsized late Tuesday. Authorities say the tragedy was caused by overloading the boat. Timothy Obizu reports from Abuja.
Zainab Suleiman is the Niger State Emergency Coordinator.
Right now, there are 14 corpses that have been recovered, and they are still the local people, divers. They are still going about recovering. They are in the waters right now, and the boat was overloaded.
Boat accidents are not uncommon in Nigeria, where safety regulations on waterways, including load limits and the use of safety jackets, are poorly enforced and often ignored by locals. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.